Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In India today, the number of COVID-19 cases has surpassed 20 million, making India only the second country in the world after the U.S. to reach that milestone. The situation in many parts of the country is so dire, one guest told us a few days ago that the entire country is like a war zone. Joining us now is Mahesh Langa, a senior assistant editor at The Hindu, joining us from the city of Ahmedabad in the western state of Gujarat. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much.
Mahesh, please describe the situation where you are.
Well, you know, the situation is pretty bad. It's a catastrophe that we are witnessing. In terms of deaths, it's a devastation. Hundreds of deaths, thousands of new cases. Hospitals are full. There is short supply of oxygen. People are literally dying without oxygen in countryside, in rural areas, and even in big towns and big cities. Crematoria are working round the clock. So it's a very, very... It's a catastrophe that India is going through right now.
Mahesh, we're also reading that vaccines have been suspended for people over the age of 45 because of a shortage. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So what has happened, you know, that the way India launched its vaccination drive, it's been pretty slow. So far, vaccination drive was launched way back in January. We are yet to hear anything from the government about, you know, authorization to other vaccine candidates like Pfizer, Moderna, and others. So, you know, India needs plenty of vaccines, and unfortunately, there are no vaccines. So, cities have suspended vaccination for, you know, for people above 45, for people above 60. And now, you know, there is literally scramble for vaccine, and there are no vaccine shots available.
And then, as you mentioned, there's the situation at area hospitals. These stories are absolutely horrifying. People are waiting outside of hospitals where there are no longer any beds or even oxygen. Can you give us some examples of what you're seeing where you are?
Situation is horrible, to say the least, because it's Ahmedabad is one of the largest cities in the country with population of almost 7 million. You won't get even a normal bed in any hospital, either the public hospital or the private hospital, anywhere in the city. I have, you know, very good friend who has died outside the hospital because there was a huge queue for patients to be admitted, and he died on the stretcher. Almost 90 patients were in the queue to be admitted, and by the time his turn came, he had gone. So it's a very, very bad situation. We have no ICU beds. We have no normal beds. And, you know, in the city, we are witnessing almost 100 deaths per day.
Mahesh, you pointed out to us that the majority of cases that we're hearing about are in big cities, but you're concerned about those in the countryside.
The kind of reports that we get from the language press, from the regional press, is horrifying. People are dying in the villages without even getting tested because we have testing centers at the district level. Whereas, you know, some villages are almost 100 kilometers away from the district center. So they do not even have a mechanism to go themselves to get themselves tested. So it's a pretty horrifying situation. We have been seeing, you know, regional papers running, you know, 5-page, 6-page condolence messages and obituaries. It's a devastation, probably much more than what is in countryside than what is happening in the urban centers.
Let's talk about help right now. About 15 countries, including the U.S., are stepping in to rush critical emergency equipment to these hospitals. Stepping out to look at the bigger picture, what is needed right now? What does India need to get through this?
What India needed right now is to build, you know, makeshift, you know, temporary hospital beds so that people can at least be admitted and taken care of. What is happening right now is that, you know, this second wave has hit in such a severe manner that the country's health infrastructure has already become overwhelmed.
Are those your children behind you, Mahesh, that we're hearing?
Yes, we have two babies, one 6 year old and one is just 2 year old boy.
So you're managing all of this while also trying to keep your family safe.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm the only one who go out from the house to buy some essentials or, you know, for my work. So my wife manages my two kids and I kind of sleep in a separate room. I don't, I keep wearing mask at home. So my you know, interaction with kids and my wife is quite limited. And that's the way we are trying to manage the situation. We have booked in the government portal, but we are yet to get the slot for vaccination.
Mahesh Lenga is a senior assistant editor at The Hindu from the city of Ahmedabad in the western Indian state of Gujarat. Mahesh, I really appreciate you taking the time to share with us what is a grim situation in India. My best to you and your family. Thank you so much, and here's to relief coming very soon.
Thank you very much. Thank you.